Och att ha så mot Jesus att lukma akak asatsimil. It's the first time I've said July in Nuchanoth this month, and it took me a second to remember the name for July, which is asatsimil, which is bee moon, asatsimil. I've just put a list of 4 suffix verbs in the chat. These suffix verbs are sim, is, sa, nak. These can all go on the default root u, in which case they sound like usim, needing it, uis, eating or drinking it, uhsa, craving it, unak, liking it, when we're talking specifically about food or drink. And the first one we're going to use is sim. Before the break, we did a little practice of conversation 1, which invites people to the table and gives us phrases for asking people to set the table. Conversation 2 is more polite language that we can use at the start of a meal. 2A is what the cook says, so it's a pretty standard practice when feeding a bunch of people in Nuchanoth culture that no one starts eating until the cooks tell us it's time. And when it's time, one way they can tell us is ha'ukshi at'i, in which case, ha'ukshi at'ich. Ha'ukshi at'ich. It is always considered good manners to thank the people who are feeding you. And here's our default phrase for doing so. That phrase thanks one person for feeding one person. If you want to thank more than one person for feeding more than one, you might say, "Ush yakshitle itzu ha'ukwapni wa." And by the way, I see there's a typo there in the gloss. The second one means, "Thank you all for feeding us." Ni wa is us. So that's a mistake in the English gloss. And you can mix and match these words to say exactly what you want to say. Thank you, singular, for feeding us. Ha'ush ekshitle itz ha'ukop ni'wa. Thank you, plural, for feeding me, singular. Ush ekshitle itzu ha'ukop si'ya. So it's the mood ending on the first word that indicates who's being thanked. Because that first word literally says, you have been useful. So, ush ekshitle itz, thanks one person. Ush ekshitle itzu, thanks more than one person. And it's the last word, si'ya, or ni'wa, which represents the object of feeding. So si'ya, ha'ukwap si'ya is feeding me, ha'ukwap ni'wa is feeding us. There's another important ending here that some of you might not know yet. That is the up at the end of ha'ukwap. That up is the causative ending. It means that one person makes or lets someone else do something. Ha'uk is eating. Ha'ukwap means one person lets another one eat, or one person makes another one eat. So ha'ukwap is feeding. Ha'uk, eating. Ha'ukwap, feeding. The first suffix practice that we're going to get is in conversation 3. Here we're using the suffix sim, which means kneading. Here are some things that we might need at the table. Tasalyak. Saunt. Papa. Papa. Notice that saunt has a long O, so this is a chance to practice your long O. Remember that the Nuchanoth long O is similar to the English O, but more open. Oh, saunt. Aqisim hak. Aqisim hak. Tasal yak usimma. I need butter. Tasal yak usimma. Ka'a tasal yak. Wiksimma. Ma. The words ka'a and ma are interjections. They are similar to chu in that they could stand alone as a complete utterance. and they break the usual rule that mood is required for a complete sentence. Ka'a means gimme. Ma means here you go. Most interjections in Nuchanalth don't have to be used alone. They can also be used with other words, such as ka'a sa'nt, give me the salt. But you can also use ka'a by itself. Ka'a, gimme, if it's clear what you want. In this conversation, we're using the suffix sim with a few different stems. Here are some of the many stems that we can use with sim. These roots are u, which is the empty root, one of the empty roots, ush, which is a quantifier, meaning sum, wik, which can negate, in which case it means not, or it's also a quantifier meaning nothing. And aqi is a question root that means what. When this appears by itself as a word, it's pronounced aqaq, but when it's a bound root followed by a suffix, it's pronounced aqi. That's where we get the word aqisim haq. What do you need? Aqisim haq. You can think of the empty root u as a default root when we don't have a better root to use. It's a placeholder. So when I say usim mah tasahyak, I need butter. Usim mah tasahyak. U is holding a spot open for tasahyak. I could also say tasahyak sim mah. I could just make it all one big word. Tasahyak sim mah. That is also possible in Nuchanalth. And we often have a choice in Nuchanalth between synthesizing everything into one word, tasahyak sim mah, or pronouncing it in two or more words. Usim mah tasahyak. U is a useful empty root for building words, depending on what we need, how we want to put our words together to say what we want. As you practice conversation three, be aware of how you're using the suffix sim. I'm adding this to today's lecture. These suffixes, these five suffixes that we're looking at here, to the four that we mentioned earlier, I've added ayi as well, which means give it to. Although these are suffixes, they are also verbs, and this is a common feature of Nuchanalth word building, is that some verbs are suffixes as opposed to independent words. And this is all part of the fact that Nuchanalth is able to say quite a lot in one complex word, quite a lot more than we typically put in a single word in English. To put it another way, as I think I've said before, English sentences tend to have many short words, whereas Nuchanalth sentences tend to have a few long words. This is just part of the differences in how these two languages package information. And these particular suffixes are all verbs. Furthermore, they're all transitive verbs, which means they have at least two participants. Examples of intransitive verbs are sleeping, eating, thinking, right? These are things that only take one participant to accomplish. But needing it, eating it, craving it, liking it, and give it are all transitive verbs. That is, they have at least two participants. A needs B, A eats B, A craves B, A likes B. And ayi, give, by the way, is a three-participant verb because A gives B to C. There aren't very many three-participant verbs, but give is one of the is the most common example of a three-participant verb. And I believe it's a fact that every suffix verb in Nuchanalth is transitive. Not every verb in Nuchanalth is transitive, but every suffix verb is transitive because the stem of the suffix verb fulfills the role of its object. So, for example, if we're talking about drinking tea, the word is tees. Tees means drinking tea. I can make that into a sentence. Tee-sah. Tee-sah. I am drinking tea. Tee-sah means craving tea. Tisama. I'm craving tea. I would like some tea. Tinak means liking tea. Tinakah. I'm a tea lover. I like tea. Tinakah. I've never heard tiyi, but that could be a word that means give tea. I think maybe if giving tea were a ceremonial thing in New Chanoth culture, as it is in some other cultures, then tiyi could be a word. It isn't a ceremonial thing. Giving tobacco is not a West Coast thing. That's a Plains thing. But that is a possible word. A word that we will be using today is nakayi. Nakayi means give someone a drink. Nuk is the root for drink. When we add the suffix ayi to it, we get the word nakayi, which means give a drink to someone. In all of these cases, the stem of the suffix verb serves as its object. That is the thing to which the action is done, as opposed to the subject, which is the thing that is doing the action. The subject is going to be usually be indicated by agreement on a mood ending. So this is another fundamental pattern in New Chanoth word structure, that when a verb is a suffix, its object is represented by its stem, whereas its subject is going to be indicated by the usual way that subjects are indicated, which is as agreement on a mood ending. You are next going to practice conversations 5 and 6. Conversation 5 gives us ways to practice offering someone a drink. Conversation 6 is a little more general. It asks a person, what are you craving? And lets them tell you anything that they're craving. Now, with some stems, we can add the suffix sa directly to the stem. Tea and coffee are examples of this. So we can easily add the ending hsa to tea to get tea hsa, meaning craving tea. Then we add a mood ending to that, and we can make words like tea hsa huk, are you craving tea? Tea hsa mah, I am craving tea. If we want to add this suffix to coffee, something a little more interesting happens. When coffee is said by itself as an independent word, it's pronounced kwapi, kwapi, with long, long vowels, kwapi. But when coffee takes suffixes, it gets pronounced kwapik. So that long I gets replaced by a short I followed by a Q. So craving coffee is kwapiksa. Drinking coffee is kwapis. Kwapes, which is a little more complicated, and we'll get to next. But we've seen this kind of thing before with the word akak. Akak means what? When it's pronounced as an independent word, it's pronounced akak, but when it takes suffixes, it gets pronounced ake. And this happens quite a bit. There are quite a lot of stems that are pronounced one way when they're said alone, and another way when they take a suffix. And coffee is just one of the first ones we're going to learn. Concerning conversation 5, I only recently became aware of an issue in this conversation. I'm using the word nakuti to mean give it water. I learned this word in Central and Northern dialects, which I studied before I studied Barkley Sound dialects. And for many years, I assumed that this word was also used in Barkley Sound. But a few weeks ago, one of the elders I work with, his name is Numakemis Aksup, or Angie, told me she'd never heard that word before, nakuti. So I checked my sources, and I actually couldn't find any Barkley Sound sources with nakuti. So as far as I know, at this moment, nakuti is not a Barkley Sound word. I asked Angie, what word would you use instead of nakuti? And she said, nakayi. Nakayi. So all of you who are learning Barkley Sound dialects, which I think is everyone who's here at this moment, you should replace nakuti with nakayi. And that'll be part of your practice. Okay, let's practice these conversations. Starting at the top of page 12. Nakmeha. I'm going to replace the next word with nakayi. And whereas the central word nakoti is just for giving someone a drink of water, nakai could be giving any kind of drink. Nakmehahak. Nakmehamah. Nakai is. Wikah nakmeha. Ma. Nakoyi aktlah suwa. That word could also contract to nakoyaktlahsuwa. Conversation six is giving someone the chance to express a preference for something that they're craving. We're going to use these words: ohsa, akehsa, akehsahak, tihsahak, kwapiksahak. Nuchanov has no word for or. So, whereas in English we might ask a question with or, would you like tea or coffee? In Nuchanov we would just ask two separate questions. Tih sahak, kwapik sahak. Here's another way to add, give someone a choice. Uh sahak, chamasit, chaak. By the way, I just noticed typo. Sahak should have three syllables with a back H in there. Uh sahak chamasit chaak. Tihsamah. Uhsamah chamasit. Chamasit uis apis. Notice the causative ending up here, which means to make or let. Chamasit uis apis. Let me have juice. Ma. Tiksip chip aklahsuwa. Most people find that tiksip chip aklah is a bit of a tongue twister. I did myself when I first learned this, I had to practice it quite a lot before I got comfortable with it. And I found word building to be very helpful. So I might build it like this. The root for pour, as in POUR, is tse. Pour it into a vessel, tsiksip. Pour it into a vessel for someone, tsiksip chip. Add the future ending, tsiksip chip ak. Now the mood ending, tsiksip chip ak tlah. You might find that you have to build it that way 50 to 100 times before it comes easily off your tongue.